Well, from Tanzania to Tasmania, and one of the most chilling sounds I've ever heard. That is a Tasmanian devil, a highly endangered marsupial that lives on the Australian island. Scientists have just sequenced the complete genomes of two Tasmanian devils in an attempt to figure out why the animals are being killed by a highly contagious facial cancer. Devil populations in some parts of Tasmania have fallen by more than 90%, and there's just no treatment for the disease. The BBC science reporter Jennifer Carpenter has been following this story. Jenny, tell us more first about these devils.
Tassie devils get their name from this high-pitched, blood-curdling squeal, which we've just heard. And they're these small, stocky creatures which have been totally decimated by this facial cancer. Their populations have been estimated to have gone from 100,000 individuals to about 40,000 individuals over 15 years. Researchers think that they get this cancer from biting each other, and the cancer developed into these kind of grotesque facial growths which interfere with them eating, and eventually the animals die in the wild.
And that's what's really unusual about this, isn't it? The fact that they can catch this cancer from each other.
Yeah, right. So it's really unusual for a cancer to be contagious. I think we can think about this cancer as a clone. So the cancerous cells on one individual are able to jump onto another individual and survive. And the real question is, why does the devil's immune system, why is it not able to recognise these cancerous cells as foreign material and wipe them out?
So big efforts are being made to try and preserve these very endangered animals. How will sequencing the genome help?
To start off with, the researchers wanted to look at two individuals from very different geographical places in Tasmania. So they took one individual, which was a young male called Cedric from the northwest of Tasmania, and they took another called Spirit, who was a young female who was kind of on her last legs when they found her in the wild. She'd been taken over by this cancer. And they sequenced their entire genomes, and they also sequenced smaller sections of DNA from hundreds of other Tasmanian devils. And from this, they were able to pinpoint how inbred these devils are. And the reason this is important is because researchers think that the reason why this cancer is able to jump from one devil to the other is because these devils are incredibly genetically similar to each other, because they've become very inbred over many, many years. And so if researchers can work out how inbred they are, they can maybe try and pick out individuals that are most genetically dissimilar from each other and select those to go into captivity.
So to try and give them some sort of fighting chance to fight this off on their own?
It's more that they want to take individuals out of the wild and let the cancer kind of burn through the wild populations and just die out. And then the hope is that once that happens, they'll have individuals that have been breeding in captivity which don't have the cancer, which they can then breed from and reintroduce into the wild.
Okay, Jennifer Carpenter, thank you. And I know that you'll let us know how they get on. That is it for Science Action this week, which was produced by Anya Likorovic. Just a reminder, there's always more information at bbcworldservice.com.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.